Hello, everyone. Welcome.
Today is Hump Day. It is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is my turn to talk with music that is just not playing correctly. But I hope everyone's having a great day, and as always, wherever you are, listening, be it live or the replay. Thank you and welcome. And my song is not downloading or uploading the way it should. So, hey, Brina, welcome back. Frank A, welcome back. Mr. Enigma, welcome, welcome. I'm gonna see if I can get my outro song to work, to upload. Oh, this frustrates me. Rena, you may have to suggest a song for me again because I can't get my song to upload. Or else I'll just do a repeat. Let me see. Try this one more time. Oh, yes, yes, it finally did. It finally did. But Brina, I will take your suggestion. I will put it in here. Whatever you decide to come up with. Hey, T-Gun. Welcome. Did see you pop in. Welcome, welcome. In Minnesota, did I say hello to you? Welcome, welcome. Radio Parles, welcome, welcome. If you guys just give me 1 minute. Hold on. There we go. Oh. Now that won't stop. Ugh. Guys, I am having music trouble today. This keeps playing. Ugh. Okay. I apologize, y'all. I apologize, y'all. Oh. Hey, Juju. Okay, so what defines a sucker? And is being gullible and sucker the same thing? Now, there's a friend of mine who I've known for quite some time. And we text each other a lot, and we tend to text each other a lot when we're traveling. She travels more a lot more than I do for a job, and she's always on a plane. And she's telling me what's going on this plane, and I always call her a sucker. I'm like, oh, you're a sucker for this, a sucker for that. And she's like, I know, I know, you know. She's that person who's always willing to help. And her text to me today was, and I told her I was going to say this, it's the Catholic in her always wanting to help. And I sent her a text back and I said, no, it's the sucker in you because you're a sucker. And she start laughing. She's like, I know. You know, so what is a sucker? What defines a sucker? And what is being gullible? So are they two different things? Okay, and I'm going to copy and paste what my girlfriend sent me today. And hold on. I told her I was going to do this, and she listens to the show on replay. So this is what she says. Big difference is a sucker knows better but caves in. Gullible is they are unaware. It is mean to take advantage of someone who is gullible, but a sucker is just a weakling that caves to guilt, or just weak that caves to guilt. Do you guys agree with that? And Mr. Newman says somebody's very gullible or naive, but is naive and gullible the same thing? I mean, you can have someone who, let's say someone who is just dating, a teenager or someone in their, you know, early 20s or something, and they're just dating. They could be naive of how to deal with, you know, boys, how to deal with girls, men, women, whatever. You can be naive to that. If you're having, yes, I am going to go there. If you're having sex for the first time, you could be naive. But does that make you gullible? Is gullible and naive the same thing? Because I don't think that it is. But at the same time, is gullible being unaware? So the definition of gullible, according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, is, and I will put it in the chat. Hold on one second, if I can spell it without typos. Someone who is easily duped or cheated. And gullible, according to Google, is someone who is easily persuaded to believe something. And yes, Mr. Enigma, yes, it is. But is someone that is naive, are they easily persuaded? Is someone who is naive easily duped or cheated? Or is it just someone who is just truly just doesn't know? So I don't know. And T-Gun says, how do we account for being lied to? I think all of us have been lied to at some point or another. But are you being lied to because you're just gullible? Or are you being lied to because, you know, you ask somebody something, you truly believe that that's what they say? You know, if you call your boss and tell them that you can't come in today because you're sick, but you're really not. Are you lying to your boss, or is your boss being a sucker? Are they gullible? Are they naive to think that, yeah, right, you're really sick, because you really could be sick? You know, if you call and say that your aunt died and you can't come in, you know, because you have to go out of town, you may not even have an aunt. So, again, gullible, you know, and Mr. Enigma says, if you haven't been lied to yet, then you're not living. I mean, all of us at some point are lied to. I mean, I think we've been lied to from early on. You know, high school, middle school, grade school, we've been lied to. I mean, but then again, yeah, that's just my that's just my own opinion. So I don't know. Again, so is being a sucker the same thing as being gullible? How do you guys define a sucker? Anybody? You know, and when I was calling my, Juju says, I don't like that word, sucker. I use it a lot with one particular friend. You know, and when I'm usually using it is, again, you know, she texts me every time she gets on a plane. And it's always over her seat. You know, she's always willing to give up that seat. You know, and I'm like, these people are lying to you. You know, it's like, if you know that you're going to book a flight and you're traveling with someone else, then you're going to book that seat next to that person. And nowadays, if you're flying in economy, you have to pay for certain seats on the plane, certain sections in the plane on the plane cost more. And I noticed that it's always the people who are all the way in the back who want to sit with their friend or their kid who is up front. So my thing is, and this is what I told her, I said, so how come they're not asking the person next to them in 38B to switch with their friend who's up in 10C? Why don't they do that switch? Why don't you ask your friend to come back here as opposed to me giving up my seat and me going back there? You know, and she's like, yeah, you're right. And then she's miserable the rest of her flight. And I'm like, if you know you're not going to like it, why do you do it? And Mr. Enigma says, I define a sucker as two things, a lollipop, okay, and someone easily influenced, and there's someone who's easily to believe a lie. I agree. But I don't use the same that I would say for someone that is gullible. I understand synonyms and what have you, but I think that there's a difference. I believe that if you know that someone is lying to you, but you don't want to say anything and you just go along, whatever, you know, or you know that they're blatantly just, you know, really, come on now. You're actually going to give this to them? Seriously? You're being a sucker. Brina says gullible is more of a characteristic to me. Okay. So, Brina, do you believe that being gullible is a character flaw? And at the same time, is being a sucker a character flaw? Okay, Mr. Yimmick says, you want to put in English grammar terms, a sucker is a person who is easily fooled or gullible, and the word gullible is an action describing a person's action. Okay. I mean, I'm just saying that for me personally, I think that there's a difference in someone being a sucker as opposed to gullible. That is all I'm saying. I'm just saying my own personal feeling. I would call someone, if I thought someone was gullible as opposed to a sucker, like for instance, I don't call my friend that, I call her a sucker. I think that, you know, when she does some of the things that she does, she's being a sucker. I think there's a distinct difference, but that's just me. And then Brina says, yes, they get taken a easier. tea guns are suckers made for sugar, you know, or made of sugar. I'm sorry. You know, so I don't know. Would you be offended if somebody calls you a sucker? Or does it depend upon the circumstances of how they say it? You know, can, okay, and Rena says, depends. If I'm acting like one, I want them to tell me, okay. You know, and my girlfriend, you know, she'll start her text off with, before you call me a sucker, this is what happened, and this is what I did, and, you know, my sister said that I was a sucker. Yeah, I know I was, you know. So, you know, we kind of laugh, you know, but I would not call her gullible because I don't think she is. Thank you, Mr. Enigma. Thank you very much for popping in. You know, but I don't know. And do you guys agree with the naive thing? And I'm using, I put it in the analogy of sex because I think that's the easiest way to make the point. If someone who has never had sex before, are they naive in terms of what to do and what have you, as opposed of being gullible or a sucker? No pun intended. So, you know, I mean, you know, okay, so gullible in what sense, Brina, as opposed to naive? Gullible that maybe someone trapped them and a girl purposely, you know, wanted to take advantage of this guy and, you know, she set him up and she got pregnant or something like that, or vice versa. A guy set up a girl just so he can get in her pants. Is that gullible or is it naive? Because you don't know. You're not familiar with this particular thing, so you don't know. Okay, so they don't know any better, so they fall for the sweet nothing. So isn't that being naive? Or, I mean, I don't know, because I think so, okay. Is one word stronger than the other? Would you call someone gullible over naive, depending upon the circumstances, even if you're saying that they mean the same thing? Is gullible making your point more as to saying that you're naive? I mean, just like we were talking about, you know, if you curse, you know, is it in the delivery or is it in the word? And Brina says they're interchangeable, and Minnesota says yes, yes, and no. Okay. And as bring in one of Crazy's words, you know, there's a lot of variables here. So again, if someone calls you a sucker, would that offend you more if they were to say, you are so naive, as opposed to, you're naive to these things? Which one would offend you more? You are so naive, or, you know, you're a little naive. Let me tell you, whatever. So again, is it the delivery or is it the word? And Brina, you have a lot of people who fall for sweet nothings. You know, and I'm gonna get a little bit dark here. Sam Cooke, I'm a fool. Hey, crazy lady. So I'm going to get a little dark here, and I'm going to go down this road. Don't mean to offend anyone. But if you're in an abusive relationship and you keep going back, whether you're male, female, whether your kids are beating up on you, your parents are beating up on you, your spouse, whatever, are you naive, or are you gullible, or are you a sucker? If you believe that, oh, baby, I'll change. I'm trying. I won't do it anymore. Knowing that they will, because they've done it over and over and over again. Are you a sucker? Are you naive? I mean, what are you? And Brandon says that's super strong, maybe naive, because they keep falling for empty promises. But if you keep falling for the same thing over and over and over, at what point, Brina, do you stop being naive and you do jump into the sucker column? At what point is it that you are that sucker, because you keep falling for the same thing? You know that they are going to do it. You know that they sent you flowers to your job, but as soon as you get home, 5 minutes after you walk into the door, they're doing the same thing. What if you have someone that is on drugs? And they keep saying, I'm going to stop, I'm going to stop, I'm going to stop, but they keep doing it. Are you a sucker for believing them? Are you naive? I mean, what? You know, what do you believe? Okay, and you know, you do make a point. Do you enable them? And I, you know, and Juju says she doesn't like the word sucker, but again, does it depend upon the scenario? Because if you are a repeat offender, and then the other person keeps believing something, or even giving, okay, let me ask this, because I have called myself a sucker for a particular thing, and I called myself a sucker after I thought about the situation. And I realized that, you know, I just said to myself, damn, you were the fool, because you kept allowing it, because that's the way I felt. So if someone is a repeat offender and you keep allowing the same thing, or you keep believing the same thing, or you keep, you know, you keep giving this person chance after chance after chance, are you naive? Are you a sucker? Gullible? Okay, T-Gun says bullheaded. For my situation, I was absolutely not bullheaded. I was a sucker. I was a sucker. And this person was always good for saying, don't you give me another chance. It wasn't an abusive situation, anything like that. But it was a friendship thing. And I was a sucker. Brandon says, personally, my point would be a few times after that, if I don't see an action, it's safe to call yourself a sucker for repeatedly allowing the behavior. And that was my point, Brandon. That exactly was my point. Don't want to admit the person has a problem. No, I knew the person had issues. But I was allowing it. So if you allow something, if you continually allow something, is it their fault or is it yours? Because I think the blame would fall on you. Because you're allowing it. If you allow someone to live with you, and they're taking advantage, are you the sucker? If your kid is living with you and they have issues, whatever, they're stealing from you, whatever, and you know they're doing it, they've admitted to it, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. 2 days later, you come home, $20 is missing. What happened to my TV? It wasn't my TV over here, you know, whatever. But you allow that person to come back. Are you a sucker? And Brina says, some people are more kind-hearted than others and they don't want to feel like they give up on people. Both are at fault. One is allowing, one is continuing. I agree with that, T-Gun. not the TV. Well, now I guess it would be kind of hard. You're running down the street because people have these 60, 40, 50, 60, you know, inch screens and what have you. But yeah. And Brina, is it being kind-hearted? I mean, it's like at what point, you know, like you say, you know, Miss May down the street that's you know 85. You know, she'll help anyone. You know, you need a meal, whatever. You know, you go down to Miss May's house and she's gonna help you out. She's gonna do this. But you know, Miss May knows that every time she lets you know a certain person in her house for a meal, they'll eat the meal. They'll say thank you. But they're also stealing from Miss May. Is she kind-hearted or is she a sucker? Or is she just a kind-hearted sucker? I would call her a kind-hearted sucker. Yeah, Brina, the TV is bigger than you, but Brina, for some reason, I have a visual of somebody running down the street with somebody's big screen TV. Oh, boy. Okay, Miss May just wants company. She's kind-hearted, a sucker for sure. Yeah, yeah. But what do you, I mean, but do people ever break out of that mold? And if you're Miss May and someone said, you know, Miss May, you know, you're really being a sucker because every time so-and-so comes, you know, they're still, oh, I know, but he needs to eat or she needs to eat or, you know, and this. Should Miss May get offended because you call her a sucker? And you weren't, you know, and you weren't necessarily saying it to be mean, but you're trying to let her know, Miss May, come on. You cannot keep allowing this guy or this girl, whomever, to come into your home. You know, if you give them something to eat, why don't you give it to them outside? They have to eat on your porch or, you know, it is takeout. Here's your food. Here's your meal. And then go. Okay, and Brina says, sadly, that does fall into elder abuse in a way. I would think so. But is it just elder abuse? What if Miss May was 35 and someone is doing that to them? Is that abuse? Would we be more willing to call Rose, I'm gonna say Rose. Rose is 35. Would we be more willing to say that Rose is a sucker, but she's doing the exact same thing that Miss May is doing? But we look at them differently and we see them in a different way because of age. Does age determine whether or not someone is gullible or a sucker or not naive? Can we put age on it? And Brina says it's still abuse. T-Gun says maybe Miss May is a serial killer and the people still are. Next one's a disappearance. She got all of us food. Hey, Tika, you're right. You never know. Miss May could have all of us food. This is those little old ladies you need to be careful of. Sounds like a great movie. Oh, talking about gullible, she's the real deal. I'm just saying that you just never, I don't know, but Tegan, you make a very good point. And when you think of, now we talk about serial killers here, are people who fall into the hands of serial killers, were they naive and gullible, or were they suckers? I mean, someone had to birth the weird, yeah. Not all really are sweet. Someone had to birth the weird ones. Yeah. I just think that that sometimes, we do have to be aware of, what is going on. And my girlfriend, who is on the plane, she sent me something the other day. She was going somewhere and she said, I'm sitting minding my own business, and this guy asked to use her phone. And he wanted to call his brother, and she didn't want to give him his phone, or she didn't want to give him her phone. And this is what I always say to her. I say, if you don't want to do it, then why do you do it? Well, I'm trying to be nice, whatever. So she gives him the phone and he's kind of like messing in the phone. I'm like, well, what, you calling somebody? Are you looking at my phone? I mean, what are you doing? So I told her that she said she ended up calling somebody in New York, because she looked at the number and traced it back, whatever. And I was telling her, I said, you don't know who this person is. You're on a plane. I said, if he's doing something shady, it could come back to you, and then you're in trouble. And even though that may sound silly, but, she's like, yeah, I know. And I told her again, I said, you're such a sucker. And then she said that when she told her sister once again said, you are a sucker. Stop doing stuff like that. So I don't know. T-Gun says, all this time we thought Jack the Ripper was a guy. What if it was a woman and she killed her competition? Hey, this is true. This is true. Who says Jack has to be a man? again, you know, what defines a sucker? And are all of us at some point in our life, have we been suckers, whether or not we want to admit it or not? We have been suckers. Brian says yes. Because I tell you, I know, like I said, I know that I, you know, I know that I've been a sucker. So. But do I necessarily want somebody to call me that? No. But if you do, okay. All right. Maybe I was being a sucker, you know. Hey, power girl. You know, but, you know, again, I say, is it the word? Is it the delivery? If you really want to get something across to a friend of yours or your parents, okay, let me ask this. I'm gonna go back to older people because older people are preyed on a lot. Someone comes knocking at your door saying, you know, we're in the neighborhood and we're checking out roofs, you know, whatever, see if, you know, roof repair, whatever. So, love to go up on your roof, check your roof to see what it is. Oh, sure, go on. You know, they go up on your roof, they come back down. Oh, my, you know, I'm sorry. I'm use Miss May again. I'm sorry, Miss May, but your roof, oh, my goodness, if you don't get this repaired soon, the next big rain is going to do this, it's going to do that. And Miss May says yes. She signs a whole bunch of papers, whatever. Next thing you know, she owes them $20,000 for work that they didn't do. There's nothing wrong with Miss May's roof. With the paper she signed, if she doesn't pay him, she loses her house. Now, my question is, older people know that people prey on older people. They know that there are scams out there. They know that people are trying to, you know, get their bank accounts, get, you know, get their homes, say their roof, their plumbing, whatever, you know, your grass is going to die unless you let us come and reseed your lawn. I mean, whole bunch of stuff. Are they suckers because they know, I mean, it's like they know that they've been warned, like they know that these scams are out there. They've been out there for years, even before they became older to be scammed on. Should they know better? Should they know better? You're right. Reverse mortgage, and they should do their due diligence for sure. But if you know, you know, if you hear all the time where people have had, and this is another one, and I'm going to do a little switch here, but I am sticking with the older people. How many times do you hear that someone call, someone from Chase call, someone from Wells Fargo call, you know, someone from Bank America call, and the next thing I knew, $40,000 was missing from my bank account. $5,000 was missing. This is this. You hear these stories all the time. So, and they even say that if someone is calling you and they're asking for your information and they're supposed to be a bank or something, they would never do that. So at what point are you a sucker for falling into this trap? And that's when I go back to the older people. It's like, you know that your friend, you know, 2 months ago was scammed. But you're falling for the same thing. Are you a sucker? Are you gullible? Are you naive? At what point should people know better? No matter how old you are. You know, you have the people who, how many times have you heard that people go to the ATM and someone is standing there? oh, you know, it's not working. You have to, you know, use your, what is it? The tap to swipe or whatever it is. Because they've done something to the machine. And after you walk away, they're still in your account. At what point should you know better? And Brenda says, I guess it depends on how much you are involved with what's going on with that stuff, how much news you watch. You have a point. I think some people are truly unaware of scams. Okay. All right. But Brenda, how many people should be like, wouldn't you be cautious if someone said, you know, hi, I'm Mrs. You know Smith calling from Chase Bank, and we see some activity on your account. Could you please verify your social security number? Okay, and your PIN number is what? Did you change your PIN? Could you verify your PIN number? I mean, it's like, are some things just common sense? I'm not giving you my social. I'm not giving you my PIN. I mean, are some things just common sense? And Brenda says, I used to work for closures, and some of the notices we send have scam information. Some people really don't know. Okay. All right. And I mean, and I do believe that some people just don't know. You know, but at the same thing time, I wonder, when does common sense come into play? When does common sense prevent you from being scammed? When does common sense prevent you from being that sucker, from being gullible or even naive? I mean, who's to say that, you know, that I can't call somebody and say I'm from such and such? You don't have this amount of money in your account one day and all of a sudden it's gone. You may not have had 40,000. You may have only had 2,000, but that 2,000 was going to pay your rent the next month, or it's going to pay your rent and make sure you eat. You know, so I don't know. Brenda says, speaking of older people, some of them have nobody in their life to have their back, so they trust strangers. Very, very true. Very, very true. Very true. You just gave me a show topic, Brenda. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. I'm writing it down right now. Okay. So. But anyway, y'all. That's all I have today, y'all. That's all I have. What defines a sucker? So, I am going to leave you guys with En Vogue. And Free Your Mind. We'll go back in time just a little bit. So here we go.
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here it go.
Free your mind.
And that's it, y'all. I will be back on Podbean on Monday, but tomorrow and Friday I'll be at my other house. So, guys, enjoy your day and evening wherever you are. And Rena, I am still, you know what? You said Sam Cooke. I'll look for some Sam Cooke and get that uploaded. So, you guys enjoy your day or evening wherever you are in the world. And I will see you tomorrow, maybe. Bye.